I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
God, the songwriters say, my God, life can leave you better, a bitter, amen. But I want to let you know that things can, it will get better, amen. God bless each and every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to our Sunday worship hour, amen. We just give God the glory, we give him the praise, my God, because nevertheless, amen, the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. I got a question, are you are endure? I know you are. You know, tuned in with us, my God, live, Eastern Standard Time, the United States of America, those that tuned in all over the world. I know that you are, my God Almighty, you are an endure to the end. We just thank God for our brothers and sisters, my God, United Kingdom. God bless you. We thank God for you in Norway. We thank God for you in Fiji. We thank God for you, my God Almighty, in South Africa. What's up, my brothers and my sisters? This is your uncle, your cousin, your nephew, Apostle Temple Simpson. Amen. And we thank God for also, my God Almighty, our brothers and sisters up there in Canada. We thank God for you all tuning in as well. And we give God the glory for our United States of America, those that is tuning in state by state, amen, town by town, my God, city by city. Nevertheless, my God Almighty, we thank God for you all tuning in, amen. We just give God the glory once again for this nice, beautiful Sunday, amen. At the end of the day, I'm telling you right now, souls are being delivered, people are being healed. God is still in the blessing business. So somebody need to get up, turn your TV off, get off your chair, and you need to go ahead and give God a praise. Because at the end of the day, my God, regardless of what the world looks like, regardless of what things may be, you got to understand that God is still in the blessing business. God is still in the healing business. He's still in the deliverance business. That's one business you don't have to worry about its doors being closed for a pandemic or anything else in the world. That's one door you don't have to worry about. They're going to file for bankruptcy and begin to close down. That healing business, delivering business, I'm telling you, he's in the business of giving you peace. He's in the business of giving you joy. He is in the business, my God, restoring your life. So whatever it is, I'm telling you right now, it can happen. It can happen when? Not tomorrow, not next week, not in 2021 or 2020, whatever your 2020 year. It can happen right now. I declare it and decree it in Jesus' name that it is so. Amen. We just give him a glory because he may not come when we want him. But the songwriter said, he's on time. God. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes, he is. Listen, don't get me started. You already know this old bald-headed man here. We can go ahead and get up in the Holy Ghost and have a good time. I'm going to pull my coat tail because, my God Almighty, old school teach you protocol. Say, son, it's protocol. I know you. I just know you. So if I got in the Baptist, people just coming over to non-denomination, I'm going to send you a shout-out. And we're going to get into a little protocol. Therefore, we're going to get ready to call our mother of the hour. Go ahead and give us a warm welcome of that peach tablet, collard greens, apple pie, all that good stuff that a lot of our bodies don't need. But she's still going to cut us a slice. God bless you, Mother Helen. If you can, go ahead and press 1. Go ahead and give us the welcome of the hour. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, too, Apostle. Good morning, good morning, everyone, under the sound of my voice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of Apostle Temple Spencer, the queen of the house, Lady Lake Leticia Spencer, the entire ABM family, we welcome you, our international visitors, United States of America, local visitors, we just welcome you. We want you to sit back, relax, and take a spiritual ride with the ABM ministry and hear a rhema word from God. God bless you, Apostle. Back to your hands.
God bless you.
I told you all you're going to get that nice warm welcome, especially on these cold days we started having. That's a nice hot cup of hot chocolate and nice hot coffee. Nevertheless, we just thank God for our mother for giving us that nice warm welcome. We just give God a praise. I'm telling you, we give him the glory for what he is doing and what he's going to do. I'm telling you, saints of God, we are still geared up and we're still giving God the praise and we're still going to keep on keeping on. Amen. Even though we might be in certain things and things don't the way we worship, but nevertheless, it's not going to change our structure. Amen. We still seeking God day in and day night. We still got our ear towards heaven gates. I'm telling you right now, amen, don't you change the pattern of your life, especially if your pattern is going in a good direction, because things and circumstances around you have changed. One thing about it, you go ahead and keep your faith, my God, in you keep your faith before the Lord. Keep your ears glued to his lips, I'm telling you, and you keep on pressing on, even though you might have to make some changes in your life. But I declare and decree, regardless of the changes and regardless of different things that we have to adapt to and make, amen, that we're going to continue pushing in before the Lord, because you are victorious. You are individuals, amen, that God choose on this day. I just declare and decree that you will discover what's inside of you. I declare and decree that you are not going to wait on no one to discover the hidden jewel inside of you, the hidden treasure that God placed inside of your belly. He placed inside of your spirit. He placed inside of you. I declare and decree that you're going to realize that you have a jewel inside of you. You have treasure inside of you. I declare and decree that it will come forth. You will not depend on somebody else, but you're going to begin to depend on and polish and groom and begin, my God, scrub and wash that jewel inside of you. For it could be a beautiful sapphire. It could be a beautiful ruby. Amen. In the spirit, because you are who God called you are, my God, to be. I declare it and I decree it. Somebody needs to give God this morning a praise and begin to say, God, I receive that. I receive that. Show me, Holy Ghost, the jewel inside of me. Show me, Holy Ghost, what lies inside of me. I declare it and decree it, because it is what God said. And what God says, my God Almighty, somebody need to look themselves in the mirror. You need to turn your camera on your phone, turn it towards you. And it says, it is what it is. And that's all that matter is what who says, what God says. Come on, somebody, help me here. I declare it and decree it in Jesus' name that it is so. It is so, and it will be so. What God calls and what God has for you, it is for you, and I declare it and decree it. I dare somebody begin to prophesy over their life as 1 Corinthians 12 chapter begin to declare, when the Holy Ghost come upon you. I truly believe that this morning we ain't dealing with no gossiper. We ain't dealing with no evildoers. This morning, I believe we ain't dealing with no backstabbing Judas spirits and different things. I believe everybody that is listening this morning is, my God, blood filled, Holy Ghost washed, and you can begin to prophesy as the Bible declare and begin to prophesy on your life. Don't wait for somebody else to prophesy. I dare somebody to prophesy that my money is not going to be acting funny, not in 2021, but before this year out. I dare somebody begin to prophesy that my health is going to be complete. My health is going to be fulfilled, not in 2021, but before this year is out. I dare somebody to prophesy that every crooked path that is, my God, that is made or was made, my God, in my life, regardless it was caused by self, regardless if it was called by circumstances, not, my God, it's going to be made straight, not in 2021, but it's going to be made straight right now, before this year out, ever promise that God said it's going to happen, because it can happen in a couple of hours, it can happen in one day, my my God Almighty, is anybody going to speak over their life? Where about you, Norway? What about you, South Africa? What about you, United Kingdom? Are you going to begin to speak life over your life? Amen. The Bible declares that there is power, life and death in the power of their tongue. I dare somebody go ahead and use their tongue to begin to prophesy, my God, not to tell somebody off, not to blast somebody out, amen, not to vent, not to rile, my God, get into your self-pity party, but just say, I am more than a conqueror. I am above. I am somebody, my God, that God called. I will and I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus, not in 2021, but right now it is so. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say it is so. I declare it, it is so. I decree it, it is so. I declare it, it is so. And I decree it, it is so. It's not about what they say. It's not about what the circumstances determine, but it's about what I spoke out of my mouth, what I believe, God, what I'm walking by faith and not by sight. It is so. I declare it, God. We declare it and we decree it in the name of Jesus that you could do exceedingly above all things in our life. So therefore, all we need to do to allow you to have access in our lives. So today, 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 under the sound of everybody's voice at their residence, in their home, it doesn't matter where they are in the world, they making a sound under their voice, giving you the access to their life in the name of hallelujah. My goodness, in the name of Jesus, it is so. Somebody need to come on, my God, and give God the glory, because it is so. Amen. It is so. In the name of Jesus, we declare it. We decree it. What God says about you, it is for you. It is about you. It is going to be determined. It is going to come to pass. It will succeed. No word that God said about you, amen, going to fall to the ground and in my God and not prosper. It will prosper, because we learn and my God, we understand many all over the world on last week that the spirit of prosperity is a war angel that going to fight off anything that going to come against the promise, going to come against the vision, going to come against the plan of God in your life. So anything that tried to achieve and trying to conquer, my God, your money, trying to conquer your health, trying to conquer your peace, because your life is prosperous, spirit of prosperity walk with you, it will not work. God, my God, my, it will not work. I dare somebody this morning, go ahead and declare and decree that it will not work. Hallelujah. My God, I need to jump out of that, because I feel, my God Almighty, something coming on and somebody going to get some help. My God Almighty, coming your way. I declare and I decree, my God, in the name of Jesus, I see one person. Listen, the pathetic is on right now. I see one individual, my God Almighty, your application before 2021 is going to be approved for your house. You're going to come back on. You're going to give a testimony that it is so. 2021 is going to be a year that you are not worrying about it. It's going to be approved. 2021 is going to be a year to where you're going to move from your one residence. You're going to move to your other residence, and you're going to get a new start. I declare it in the decree. I see somebody got paperwork already on the table. You already in negotiation. You don't sign. You in a waiting period right now. You're going to get your answer before this year is over. All I can tell you, get some boxes, pack your pass, get your things ready, because I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, it's all over me right now. It is going to be, because at the end of the day, I don't know who I'm prophesying to in the spirit, but God says, because of your faithfulness, because of your loyalty, whatever your heart desires, it shall be and it will be. I don't prize you. I tested you, and you don't came out pure as gold. My God, somebody need to give God a shout out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare it. I decree it in the name of Jesus. It is so. Come on, somebody. It is so. My God Almighty, can I tell you, five of you, how can I, my God, the prophetic is on right now. It ain't hit me like this in a minute now. Amen. I want to tell some of you, five bother you. Amen. You was having symptoms like you was having flu. You was having symptoms like things was going in your body. You didn't know what was going on. You had fear that it was COVID-19, and you went and took your test, and your test came back negative. It's no symptoms in your sign. Can I tell you, if you can have a shout moment for a minute, God said it was the virus that tried to enter in. It was the virus, because the enemy had a plan for you. But God says, my plans is just. Can I talk to somebody? He said, it's because two of you, you begin to prophesy around your house, and you begin to declare that your life is changed, your health is changed. And because of that, God said it was a covering over your life. And what the enemy meant for bad, God said, I already turned around for your good. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah. He said, it's already for your good. It's already for your good. It is so. Hallelujah. I declare it. Yes, it is. I decree it. Yes, it is. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want to talk to somebody this morning, amen, that is dealing with probate court. I see the word in the spirit, probate, and I see a judge in the spirit, amen. I want to let you know, because of God reveal it, it's going to work in your favor, amen. It's going to work in your favor. I feel the prophet on me tonight, amen, this morning, amen. It's going to work in your favor pertaining to probate court, amen. It's going to work in your favor. I want to talk to somebody else. I see this young man in the mid-20s. God said, Denny, he told you to stop and turn around. Son, if you don't stop, or if the parents is listening to me, you get your hands off of it. Because I see by 2 years that you're going to serve in prison. Amen. God say judgment going to knock at your door, and it's already knocking. If you don't change, my God Almighty, not tomorrow, but when? Right now. What's done in the dark will come out in the open. Somebody say prophesy in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I got to go, y'all. My God Almighty, it is so. It is so. I just need to give God the glory, and I want to give God the praise, and I want to lift him up and magnify his holy name. Can somebody just do that with me this morning and just lift him up, magnify his holy name, because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I want to rebuke, my God Almighty, a spirit that is trying to come over an individual in their dreams, trying to come over the individual, that, my God Almighty, of loved ones, of different ones, my God, that they have moved on in the past. I want to rebuke it, my God. I see this individual have this older lady, my God, constantly coming over in their dreams. It's the enemy of familiarity trying to set you up to make an attack on you. At the end of the day, the Holy Ghost don't expose it. A light is on it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I feel somebody just got free in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, you are free in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout glory. My God Almighty, hallelujah. This morning, shout glory. My God, you can't tell me I ain't in a sanctuary with you all. Somebody need to shout glory again. Who did it? Somebody need to tell your neighbor in your mirror or on your reflection on your phone. God did it. Who did it? God did it. Somebody, I need to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, it is so. Amen. It is so. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that everyone listening on the sound of our voice, that your life is never going to be the same from this day forth. You don't been shipped into another place, a worship, another place, a prayer, another place, a exaltation. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. It is shift. It don't matter where you're at in the world, where you're at all over the world, but I declare it and decree it that it is so. In South Africa, it is so. Fiji, it is so. Canada, it is so. Not because I said so, but it's because the Lord said so. In the name of Jesus, it is so. Hallelujah. I feel like the Holy Ghost. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning breaking somebody loose. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning, my God Almighty, breaking chains off of people's minds, my God Almighty, breaking things off of your spirit. I feel in the name of Jesus what you was bound with, you are not going to be bound with it no more, because the breaker is an anointing, is illuminating these airways, going to saturate your home, saturate your atmosphere, going to break every chain in the name of Jesus. It is so, and it will be so, because God said, I got to go, y'all. Hallelujah. Because God said so. Some of you need to go ahead and give God a praise this morning. Some of you need to go ahead and give God a glory this morning, because at the end of the day, he never forgot about you. He have not forgot about you. Amen. My God, the songwriter say Jesus is on the main line. Somebody about to tell him what you want. Amen. We on a third party line right now, but Jesus is on the main line. At the end of the day, somebody to go ahead tell him what you want. I declare it and I decree it in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree under the unction of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. If your mind is not conditioned or shipped right, that your life is going to change. I declare and decree that the Holy Ghost put a squeeze on you in the name of Jesus. That things in your life is going to switch. It's going to change. You are just not going to be a church goer. You're just not going to be somebody I'm just want a spiritual connection. I just want to have a spiritual base. But at the end of the day, you're going to be somebody that is recognized in the kingdom of God. Somebody that came from nothing, but somebody finna walk into much. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that families going to prophesy over their homes. Families are not going to break up, but you're going to become stronger. You're going to become a recognized force. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that those that is looking, my God Almighty, for a partnership in holy matrimony, I see angels flying all in my house. In the name of Jesus, that it's going to be a partner that you're going to be able to build not only a spiritual foundation, but you're going to be able to build a natural empire, my God, for your home, for your family. I declare in the creed in the name of Jesus that I'm not going, you are not, we are not going into another recession, but I declare in the creed up under the whole Holy Ghost that we're going to go into a field of prosperity. Those that been positioned, those that been waiting, we going into a place of prosperity, a place a wealth, a place of financial growth, a place of healing, a place that God got my back. I declare it in a decree in the name of Jesus that the enemy that you've been seeing, the enemy that you've been fighting, the enemy that's been warring against you and you've been warring back against it, that the enemy, that the fight is over. It's not because the enemy did not want to feel like it couldn't conquer you, but the enemy recognized that it's a waste of time. Keep fighting somebody that don't want to throw in a towel, don't want to give up, don't want to, my God, because the race is not given to the swift of the strong, but he that endures to the end. So you might as well, somebody need to let the enemy know, it's the end, baby. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end, because I have endurance, Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. I got to go. I feel the Holy Ghost prophesizing, my God, in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody, my God, need to shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of the drought in my spiritual life. It's the end of the drought in my life. Regardless if I chose that direction, regardless if I did not chose that direction, but whatever it is, it's the end. It's the end. I woke up now. I'm awakened now. I'm aware now. I understand now. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. Somebody need to say in the Holy Ghost, where you at, ADM? Somebody need to say, it's the end. Go ahead and type out. It's the end. 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 It's the end. Period. End. E-N-D is the end, exclamation point. I only is a command, but I'm showing excitement because I'm walking into my victory. It's the end, it's the end, it's the end. It's not a question. I don't need to put a question mark. I don't need to question my end no more. I don't need to go and ask God, that is this the end? I'm ready for the end, but I'm going to show excitement. I give a command, word of command, period. I'm giving a command, period. Not only that, I'm excited. I'm excited in the Holy Ghost, exclamation point. I'm showing excitement because why? It's the end. I got to go. Hallelujah, you all. My God almighty. Hallelujah. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of the drought of my home. It's the end of the drought of my family. It's the end of the drought around me. It's the end of the drought in my business. It's the end of the drought in my finances. It's the end of the drought in my health. It's the end of the drought in my God, in my peace. It's the end of the drought in my joy. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of the drought, my God, of me, my body rocking with pain. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of these symptoms. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of this nagginess. It's the end of this frustration. It's the end of this depression. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of this lack. It's the end of this poverty. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. I'm saying it now. I dare somebody to speak it in your home. Speak it. Say, it's the end. Apostle, it's the end. My God, it's the end. Somebody need to tell their spouse, it's the end. It's the end. No longer. It's the end. It's the end. It's thought when. Now. It's declared when. Now. Oh, glory, it's the end. Holy Ghost, shake us again. I got to go. It's the end. It's the end. Yes, it is. It's the end. It's the end of me giving up. It's the end of me throwing in the towel. It's the end of me walking away. It's the end of me quitting. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of me not facing issues. It's the end of me not facing circumstances. It's the end of me not looking at the Goliath in his face and letting them know you cannot whip me, because at the end of the day, my God almighty, I'm the child of the Most High. And if God be for me, who could be against me? It's the end of your shenanigans. In the name, 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 hallelujah, of Jesus. Somebody need to say this morning, it's the end. Yes, it is. Oh yes, it's the end. It's the end of your plot. It's the end of your plan. It's the end. I'm allowing people to get me down. It's the end. I'm allowing people, what they say, going to affect my walk, going to affect my living arrangement, going to affect my life. It's the end. It's the end. Somebody need to say, my God, before this year out, I'm coming into it. You can say what you want to say about me. You can feel the way you want to feel about me. It's the end. I'm not going to allow that to move me, because I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. And if God be for me, who could be against me? And the Bible says, whose report that you gonna believe? I'm gonna believe the report of the Lord. I declare it. I decree it. I declare it. I decree it. I declare. I decree. I declare. I decree that it's the end. I declare. I decree it's the end. It's the end of these. It's the end of these things. It's the end. It's the end. I'm saying it as a command. I'm saying it as excitement. I'm saying it to let the enemy know. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end. I'm not giving into your traps. I'm not giving into your plans. I'm not giving into your thought process. I'm not going to go and concede. I'm not giving it into it. It's the end. It's the end. Not in 2021. It's the end right now in 2020. It's the end. It's the end in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Somebody need to say, it's the end. My God, I'm not, yes, I'm sick and tired, but I'm sick and tired playing your games. It's the end. I'm sick and tired entertaining this. It's the end. I'm sick and tired listening to this nonsense. It's the end. It's the end. Not in 2021. I'm not making changes then. I'm making changes when? Right now. I'm doing it when? Right now. God gonna do it for me when? Right now. Because why? It's the I prophesied in the name of Jesus. I prophesied that it's the end. I prophesied in the name of Jesus that it's the end. It's the end. It's the end to relationship, that fake relationship. Amen. That you before me, you before me in my face, but you're not before me behind our back. I see two individuals. My God almighty. I see two individuals. My God, you have some thoughts about these individuals that is in your life. I see two individuals that you have thoughts, you have concerns about these individuals in your life. But I hear the Holy Ghost says you're going to realize the thoughts and the concerns that you had. It was a spirit of discernment. You was discerning that things that wasn't right on the outside of your eye. It wasn't about what you seen in your face. It's about you was feeling something that wasn't right behind your eye back. It was, you was getting back. You was getting loud on. You was getting talked about. Rumors was getting spread to you about these. God said, I'm going to show you, going to pull the cover that your discernment, your theory was right, that they wasn't for you at the beginning. I see two individuals. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say, it's the end. 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 My God, it's not happening no more. It's the end. It's not going to be no more. It's the end, my God, because God is before me. It's the end. I got the revelation now. It's the end in the new, in my God, in the Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I got to go now, you all. I just feel like, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. It's the end. It's the end. I want to share this. Then I'm going to get off. I'm going to share this with you. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost, my God Almighty. Somebody, my God, I feel somebody getting a breakthrough in their home, somebody getting a breakthrough in their living room. My God, you might as well go ahead and praise him. You might as well go ahead and give him the glory and lift him up, because at the end of the day, now no weapon that was formed. The enemy can make it all day, but what he make, it doesn't mean it's going to work on your life. It doesn't mean it's going to work in your home. It doesn't mean it's going to work in your situation, because you just got to believe and understand that I'm covered on of the blood. It's not because ADM, and it's not because Apostle Temple. It's because God told me that this is my blessing. God told me that I shall have these things. God told me and released me. And every time God done spoken, every time God, my God, said it, scripture declares that the word of God shall not come back void. So therefore, I'm covered up under the word. I'm covered up under the spirit of the Lord. I'm covered up under every promise that God done spoke to me in my life. That's why I could truly say the enemy can make all kinds of weapons. He can make azukis or pazukis, AKAs, army tank, missiles of mass destruction, because at the end of the day, I understand the Bible declares that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, that's somebody that is not covered up under the word. But when I'm covered up under the shadows of the Most High, is there anybody this morning that you could declare Eastern Standard Time, United States of America, that you are covered up under the blood? And at the end of the day, you probably did not believe it. You probably did not understand it. But many of you, you could say from the time of January kicked in for 2020 and until now, you don't see God cover you, because it should have been things happen to you, but it did not prosper. It should have been things that could have, my God, manifest in your life. But guess what it did? It did not prosper. You should have been evicted, but it did not prosper. You should have been busted and disgusted, but it did not prosper. You should have been taken out, but it did not prosper. Therefore, you can shout with me in the Holy Ghost that no weapon that was formed against me in 2020, against me in February, against me in April, against me in May, and against me in June, it will not prosper. How do I know it did not prosper? Because right about now I'm on the phone with this crazy bald head man and giving God his praise, shouting glory, giving God his victory. The Bible declares, for the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence took it by force. I thank the kingdom of heaven for taking my joy back, taking my peace back, taking my God about it, self-esteem back. Because why? It did not prosper. It can't work. Somebody need to say again, it's the end. End in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shout out to she. I didn't come on for all this. But it's the end. Somebody need to hear it. You need to hear what the Holy Ghost got to say. You need to hear it. That it's the end. It's the end. I realize I can't stop you for gossiping, my God. But at the end of the day, I can stop how I can feed into it. I can stop it how it can affect me. It's the end, my God Almighty. Somebody come on up in here. Somebody need to say in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, it's the end. It's the end. It's the end. My God, I can't stop you for wanting. I can't stop you for you. My God, you want to come to me and you want this, you want that. But it's the end of me, my God Almighty, giving you what you want and not thinking about my home and not putting me first. Amen. It's the end, my God. I can't stop you. I can't stop you, my God, for coming to me and you want me to put you first all the time. Amen. But I can tell you this here. It's the end for me allowing, my God, myself to allow you to put you before me. It's the end because at the end of the day, my God, when I'm in, when I'm depleted with my peace, when I'm depleted with my happiness, when I'm all burdened out, I don't have nobody to turn to. Everybody else tell me to turn to Jesus, turn to the Lord. So therefore, I'm going to stay with him. I won't have to turn to him no more. Understand this, people of God. If you got to turn to the Lord, eventually at one point in your life, you turned away from him. If you got to turn to him. But if you stay in the, my God Almighty, who I'm talking to this morning, if you stay, my God Almighty, towards his presence, you don't have to worry about turning towards him. You don't have to worry about turning back towards him. Because why? I'm already turned towards him. My face is before the Lord. My ear before the Lord. Because why? I put everything else to the end. It was the end. My end of the year celebration is not going to happen, my God Almighty, at December the 31st, my God Almighty, going into 12 January the 1st. It's happening when? Right now. In the name of Jesus. It's the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to go. I think we done messed up the whole criteria of the day. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I got. Hallelujah. It's the end. It's the end. I allow people to affect me. This is what you say to yourself. Say that to yourself. It's the end. How I allow folks to affect me. It's the end. How I allow crisis in my life, circumstances in my life to affect me. It's the end. How I allow different people that doesn't have the capacity to influence me, but I allow them to influence me. Amen. It's the end of that. It's the end of them discussions. It's the end of all talk. My God, it's the end, my God Almighty. It's the end because I seen the well runs. I seen, oh my God, the land filled with milk and honey. My God, many of you say, my God, you could have a little speech like Dr. Martin Luther King, my God Almighty, where he said he seen the promised land. Many of you in this time, especially in this time, let's be honest, my God, you could have a little speech, something similar what Dr. Martin Luther King had, amen. You could say, I seen, apostle, the land flowing with milk and honey. I seen, apostle, my life changed. I seen the promised land that God said, I'm going to take you into. Amen. I seen it, but it was much work and it was much things and opposition that came before me. But I can declare and tell you, my God, and tell myself today, but it's the end of all that there. I shall go into the promised land. I shall enjoy the land that filled with milk and honey, land of prosperity, the land of happiness, the land of joy, the land of peace, the land, my God, that is flowing in my life. It's the end of that. Somebody need to say it's the end. It's the end. It's the end. Hallelujah. I'm going to share this with you. God says, let me handle it. God says, let me deal with it. God says, give it to me. I'm happy that I'm able to dig into more of this teaching, especially with prosperity, and I can't wait. I could drive it on home. It's not a spirit that attracts money. It's not something that is a money magnet or it's a wealth magnet. That terminology, people have it so incorrect when they look at prosperity. They have the terminology incorrect when you look at prosperity as if it's just a money magnet, as if it's looking like somebody that has fine, expensive stuff and they look glamorous and you determine that as prosperity. I'm sorry to say that a lot of teaching that I heard in church, they got it wrong. Prosperity is not something that is fine, gorgeous looking, and the amount of fineness or wealth that it looks like is on somebody. That's not the spirit of prosperity. That somebody was able to afford nice things that you like in their likes. And they are able to afford expensive designer things that designers put their name on, and they know the value of their name, so they jack up prices on their product because why? Their name is on that product. But you could take the same shoes that Nike make and take the check off of them and take the name Nike off of the shoe, and you could have two identical shoes, both of them of value at the same price. But the moment the Nike check get on the shoes and the Nike name get on the shoes, the same shoe, my God, the shoe that doesn't have the Nike name or the Nike check, it's still at the lower value. But all of something now, the other shoe, it becomes a higher value. It's not because of the shoe, but it's because of the name of the shoe. Amen. And it becomes what? Valuable. I'm telling you now, it's not prosperity. It's not into all that. Hallelujah. Prosperity is an angel that keeps your life prospering. And what it does, it doesn't come and give you anything. It protects the canker worms. It protects the naysayer. It protects the word curses. It protects the witches. It protects, my God, anything that come in and try to devour. Y'all about to hear me this one tonight, this one, that wherever we at. And my God, it comes to devour the prosper, your life increases. Amen. It comes to devour. It's no more saying that I don't know where my money went. I got paid. I can't even see the money. I can't see this here. Prosperity says, not, you don't have to worry about that because I'm going to protect even you from yourself, for it could be devoured what the plan of God has for your life. It's an angel come and to protect, my God Almighty, the wealth, my God, what God has for you, the wealth of your peace, the wealth of your joy. It comes to protect your peace. It comes to protect your happiness. It comes to protect your joy. And yes, it's going to come to protect your finances. So some of you probably say, you know what? I just got sick and tired and all this here. The spirit of prosperity say, no, baby, that was me. I had to touch you with my sword, because at the end of the day, I got to protect you from the leeches. I got to protect you from the vampire spirit. I got to protect you from the usury. That's why they can't get in your mind no more. That's why they can't come in and influence you no more, because I am protected. It's an angel is warring for you. Spirit of prosperity war for me in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree. That's why you ain't going to lose anything, because the spirit of prosperity comes to war in the name of Jesus. So many times, that's why. It's very important, very important. Get with someone that doesn't want nothing but want to give you something, because there's so many insights that God has. I can't wait that I can break this down in the Bible for you all. My God, I'm out of time's sake. I just say, go in there, because, my God, what God has for you, got to understand, it is protected. And a lot of people, what we do in prayer, we begin to call the spirit of prosperity. Well, the spirit of prosperity is already assigned to you. The spirit of prosperity, watch this. At the end of the day, the spirit of prosperity is not so much a concern about you. I'm going to tell you that right quick. It ain't so much a concern about you. It's a concern, my God, of what God says, the word of God says. Amen. It says, I'm protecting the word of God that came in your life. Amen. And you will reap the benefits, my God, of the word of God that's spoken from heaven, spoken from the kingdom. Amen. That came into your life. So if the word of God came in my life and say, I am healed, my God, and my health shall increase, my life shall increase, the spirit of prosperity says, I come to protect that. And anything come against that word, anything come against that, because the spirit of prosperity, because I've been released over your life, I've been improved over your life, it's nothing going to come in to sever that connection. It's nothing going to come in to stop that blessing, because if they stop the word from manifesting in your life, they are stopping the word of God that came in your life. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's nothing coming in that going to stop what God already promised you. The spirit of prosperity says, I'm here to protect your increases. I'm here to protect everything that God said about you. That's why I look glamorous. That's why it looks like, my God, somebody that has a lot, it looks like I'm protected them, because my assignment is to make sure that your life shall increase. Your life shall be moving forward in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty. Watch this. I'm about done. I'm out of here. Hallelujah. I'm out of here. You got to understand, we're angels. This is the things with angels. Many people says, well, dispatch your angels. Angels just don't move because you say something. And angels doesn't move because you say, well, I'm going to command them and I'm going to dispatch them. No. They doesn't move. My God, they doesn't move for that. First of all, you have to be lined up in the will of the Lord. That's number one. Number one, you have to be lined up in the will of the Lord. There's no way that you're going to be outside of the will. I release my angels now. They ain't going to even look at you. They are focused angelic beings. They focus. You know, sometimes I be trying to figure out what they staring at. They ain't staring at nobody. They just straight focus and ain't moving, ain't nothing. You're thinking they're still statues. Amen. They just straight focus. They ain't got all that other stuff going on. So first of all, they just don't move like that because you say, hey, I want them to move. I do this here. Spirit of prosperity, because that's an angel. It doesn't move because you say, I want prosperity before me. Oh, no. First of all, you have to be in the will of the Lord. Second of all, it has to be in God's plan, and it has to be spoken in approval by God for they could be released. So now this is the commandment. Now what comes in, this is how they move now. So now I'm in the will of the Lord. Now it's spoken by God over my life, and God approve that situation over my life. Now guess what? They waiting on my acceptance. So now they are waiting on the orders from me, my God, that lines up with the approval with God for me to do what? Release them. Oh, my goodness. They waiting on me to do what? Release them. Why? Because they understand the foundation of free will. You can receive or you can have the blessing if you want it. But if you don't want the blessing, you don't have to receive it. You don't have to get it. It's your choice if you want it, but God already released it to you. It's just like this here. When a financial check is deposited in your banking account, you could see pending. Amen? You could see that you got $700 pending. It doesn't mean it's released into the actual account that you could spend in. Amen. Then next thing you know, it shows in your account. The current spending is $700. It's released in your account. Guess what? It could stay in your spending account if you decide to leave it in there. But if you decide to use it or withdraw it, that's your decision that you decide to do. Same thing with the spirit of the Lord, of the angel. You can decide to leave it or you can decide to use it according to what been released already in your account. Y'all hear me? According to release. Now, I have access to dispatch angel, but I had to get approved from the main company, from the main corporate building. It has to get approved. If it doesn't get approved, it doesn't move out of your jurisdiction, out of your order. It doesn't move. They don't be influenced by you. They're not influenced by you. Even though they might be assigned to you, but they're not influenced by you. They influence through the kingdom of God. And you're able to move them according to the will of God that is in for your life and according to the things that release. You got to understand this. If God says, well, 5 years from now, I have this for you, you could try to release it. You could try to dispatch or release it and call it forth, my God, into now, but it ain't going to be approved until 5 years from now. You won't have access to it until when? 5 years from now. These are the challenges of hosts. These are the things that begin to move. Spirit of prosperity says, yes, I can move for you, but I cannot move. I can move for you once it's been approved. Once it's been approved, I have a job assignment to protect it. But when it's not approved, I don't have the job and assignment to protect it. That's why, and this is my last point, I'm going to get out of here. That's why it's so important you have a true relationship with God. Stop your plans. Stop doing these games, because you ain't doing nothing but hurting yourself. You ain't hurting nobody else. You ain't hurting the naysayers. You ain't hurting your neighbor. All you doing is hurting yourself. You hurting your own life. Amen. So you need to stop playing this game, because the time where you need to call on the Lord and the time that you need him, amen, my God Almighty, you don't need to go before the office and get something approved when you need it. I don't need it, my God. I want to get it approved before I need it. I want access before I need it. And all I got to do is speak it. All I got to do is release it. All I got to do is say my angels going to get it for me. It's already approved in the name of Jesus. It is so. Somebody need to shout hallelujah, and I'm out of here. Hallelujah. We out of here. It's the end. Hallelujah. It's the end. Come on, DJ. Play something. All right. Give me a minute, DJ. I'm looking for a song. It's the end. Yeah, Pastor just talked in third party. It's the end. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's the end. Get ready for a new Rhema year. Get ready for your year to explode. Get ready for a new information, new revelation, fresh word, new insight into the word of God. Get ready for it. One thing when God does, and I always share this with people, when God begins to give you new revelation, begin to feed you new insight, it's because, number one, your life changed. You don't shift it into a new place. He never gives you something new in old places. Whatever he gave you for that place that you was in, he gave you new information at the beginning of that old place you're in now. But when you shift into a new place, it's time for new insight. It's time for a new place. And guess what? It's time for a new level of increase. New level of increase in your life. Stop worrying about how it's going to come. But understand this. God done promised. God done said it. And the spirit of prosperity is there to protect the increase that God has for my life. Hallelujah. I declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus that it is so. I just want to give him the glory. Personally, I think I done messed. I think the Holy Ghost came in and shifted up our time and messed up announcements. Listen, we got birthdays we shout out and all that. You know, my sister's birthday, Deshaun, coming up. We did a shout out on it. We just chatted up everything. Amen. You want to? She said, "Not behind that." Listen, man, my God, hallelujah. Listen, tune in Monday at 7 a.m. Please come on and let's get into the Word of God. Amen. If things doesn't, no one don't be on, or things don't happen, try that next time. Try that. But some things happen. We're dealing with this technology. Some things that happen. But we learn how to move on, put it behind us, and keep on keeping on with it, keep it on and keep it on. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. It's a blessing. It was Evangelist Elect. You know, she's going to minister. Amen. Listen, I know she has a word on her heart, and we're definitely going to hear what she, my God, next Sunday. But I'm telling you like this thing. You need to declare it's the end. You need to declare it. You need to decree. It's the end. Amen. And it's not nothing that is some. It's not nothing negative. You can still keep the same company of people that loves you around you. But you realize where they are, and you realize that some of them still playing games, and some of them just want to use you. That ain't no reason to break up the relationship with them. You don't have to break up the relationship, but you will say, is you cannot go that far in my life no more. I will not allow you to go that far in my life no more. So now you use wisdom how to deal with individuals like that and still keep a healthy relationship. Amen? Amen. So we just have to understand that and keep prospering and growing into the things of the Lord. Amen? Because this is so. Your life is life of increase. Even though sometimes the road might get a little rugged and it might get a little rough. But understand this. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the things that God has for me. And I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pushing. And I'm going to keep moving. Thank God for you tuning in to ADM. My God, Sunday, all that broadcast. It's the end in the name of Jesus. My God, we every decree. ADM, I tell you what, let's go ahead and make a sound of this all day. We do our ADM check-ins. Let's make sure Monday we do the ADM check-in. And we're going to check in all week. And we're going to tell each other through our text, through our line. It's the end. Amen. Let's go ahead and send that out all this week to each other to remind each other no matter what we go through, it's the end. It's not happening no more. It's over. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you. We thank God for you all. And peace, my God Almighty. We are out in Jesus' name. God bless you.